Well, would you look at that? Seems like you've wandered into the right place if you're looking for something that smells delicious. And that something might just be me. But first, what we're going to have to do is get your mind nice and focused. I'm assuming you've read all the tags, taken the time to understand what you're getting yourself into, and of course are ready to indulge. Good. With all those formalities out of the way, why don't we begin enjoying ourselves then instead? Just listen to my voice. Stop worrying about anything else. And know that if at any point during the proceedings you need to stop, adjust your position, or do anything else that might require you to have a little bit more agency than normal, it's always there for you to use. Good. Now, obviously, it's not as simple as just shutting off all your worries. What we're going to have to do is take a little bit of time to start pulling your mind into focus. Because what I'm looking for out of you is focus, attention, and your best effort. I don't expect perfection. I just expect you to do your best for me. And I know you want to, because you want the outcome that I do. And that outcome is getting you into a nice, suggestible state in which I can get you all focused and fixated on me and start telling you a story that becomes so true it's the reality that replaces the one you're in right now. You have that power inside your head, the ability to build a dreamscape, to forget where you are, to easily construct something new from nothing. And I know you want to indulge it. I know you want to let it run wild. So why don't we take a little while to do that? I know it's going to be an easy process once we actually get you focused in. All you have to do is let your body slow. Stop trying to send information to it. Acknowledge that it's giving you plenty of information back, but none of it's really important right now. Sure, there might be the feeling of the air on your skin, the way that your clothing fits you or blankets cover you. There might be the pull of gravity, and you might notice that you have all these feelings at the forefront of your mind. You might even feel the way that your fingers touch each other or spread apart. You might begin to notice that with each breath, you can feel the rising of your chest. You can feel the air flowing in and out. You might even begin to notice more things, more delicious things, like the way that your body feels as it wriggles just a little, thinking about what it is that you're experiencing. And the more that you think about it, the easier it is to hold all those things in your mind, because as you hold all those things in your mind, there's no space for anything else, is there? No, there isn't. So breathe deep, feel the air move, feel your body shift and change, feel each and every minute sensation as it passes through you. And before you know it, you'll be completely focused on the sensory experience around you. It's so much, isn't it? Each breath, each movement, each little thing, the way my voice sounds, the way that you're thinking about it, the way that you're losing track of all the things other than the moment that we're in right now. Breathe deep and feel that air once more. Feel your body swell. Feel it move just so. And then let go. So much to hold on to. So much to do. Wouldn't it be easier to just be carried along by my voice? To drift away. To lose track of everything and anything at all. To be blank and to just fall. Because it's so much work to hold it all together all the time. You wouldn't need to focus your mind. No, we don't need that. We just need an empty receptacle, a vessel ready to take in the ideas that are being handed over. The possibilities that are built, the rapport that is. And listening so smoothly, so easily. One might even begin to drift a bit. One might even forget where they are for a bit. It could be a nice cozy couch for all you know. Waking up to the sound of a door opening and seeing your lovely girlfriend come in. Back from her job at that bioengineering lab. She's grinning evilly as she approaches to you. And you can only think what that might mean. Every time she's had that smile in the past, it's only been one thing. An experiment that she wants to run on you. It might make you shiver a little with anticipation. It might make you quiver a little with subby feelings that worm their way up from the bottom of your souls all the way through your body. That would be the sort of thing you might feel, wouldn't it? Well, hey, sweetheart, she says. You know, there's been this project I've been wanting to try out on you for the last couple of months, and we finally got it through all the testing procedures. And we know it's safe to use on people now. It's a neat little pill. You see, it helps to enhance a few things about you. Well, more than just a few things. It enhances your sense of smell, but it's, well, tailored to lock on to a matching pill. A pill I might have taken to give my own pheromones and scent just a little bit more. Something for that chemical alteration to lock on to. You see, my scent would be the focus of your world for a little bit. Yeah. Oh, I can see the way you're blushing at the thought of it. And the way it'll make you so subby and so quivery and so melty. Just one sniff and you'll be hooked until the pill wears off. Don't worry, it's not permanent. But I know you're going to enjoy it, aren't you? Uh-huh. Maybe even if I climbed up onto you and pinned you to the couch, pressed myself against you, pinned you down and gently pushed your head back. You want to take that pill for me, huh? Oh, I haven't seen you nod that vigorously in a bit. Yeah? Yeah? Then why are you keeping your mouth closed? Is it because you like it when I'm a little forceful? Yeah, you're subby like that, aren't you? That's okay. I don't mind. So why don't I just force it past your lips and then hold your jaw shut until you swallow it? Because I guarantee you, you're not going to want to hold it in your mouth. Because if it starts dissolving in there, it's going to hit you 10 times harder. So you're going to swallow it, right? Oh, you still haven't? You took too long? That's okay. Some of it will probably work into your system ahead of time. Even as I hold you here, you might already notice that you're feeling more sensitive to my scent. The faintest whiffs of it passing in. You might already catch that delicious pungence that I wear. That almost floral underhint. The faintest taste of fruit mixed in. It's amazing how many different notes there can be to my own odor, can't there? Yeah. Oh, you're squirming and that blush is getting all the brighter, isn't it? Goodness, to think all it took was a dose of something like this to just completely destroy you. You know, I've tested both sides of it, and I'll admit it made me a little bit needy, but you're already starting to grind a little against me, and I haven't even taken my hand off your mouth. Imagine what'll happen once I uncover your nose and mouth, There we go. Do you smell it? Can you feel it worming and wriggling its way into your mind? That odor, that faint hint growing stronger, that burning, submissive feeling in you building as you smell. Me knowing what your position should be. It's almost as if that scent reinforces it, doesn't it? Makes you want to submit to me, give in to my will. Yeah. Gosh, your eyes are already starting to glaze over a bit. Practically look like they're made out of glass. So vacant and submissive. And yet so heady and blushy. I bet you if I let you have a proper sniff, you'd probably end up drooling. Yeah, it's okay though. Let me just stroke my fingers through your hair. See, that feels so good, doesn't it? Those little touches from my claws. Yeah, that's why I keep my nails so long, so I can just scratch you down the back of your head and then drag my fingertips further. Such a cutie. Gosh, so needy. The way you're squirming, the way you're wiggling, I bet you that drug is worming its way into you. I bet it's making you feel so melty, and it's making every breath into a new experience. Yeah, if I lean in, can you smell me as I get closer and closer? The scent feeling like a pungent wave that washes over you, making your own arousal burn the stronger. Inside of you as that bloom of flame takes life. Feels so good, doesn't it? Why, I bet you if I was to pin you back into this couch and slide my armpit up and over, even with these clothes on... Do you smell it? Does it just white out your thoughts? Does it just burn through what little is left of you? Does it make you mule all the harder? Because it seems like that's exactly what you're doing, sweetheart. Lost in the moment. Lost in the pleasure of me. Let my scent fill you up. Let my scent take you over. Let your mind break apart over the rocks of my pungent, powerful odors. I think I should strip out of this. There we go. Let me get this shirt off. Let me get all of this nonsense off of me so you can really get a good whiff, good sniff. And don't worry, I showered this morning, and I've only been wearing these clothes for maybe 6 to 7 hours. So every smell I have is good, and especially with that pill. Oh, it's making you hungry for it, isn't it? Yeah, you look so cute when you barely manage to nod because your brain is basically off. It's a very good look on you. Do you want another taste? Maybe a little lick of some of that sweat that's dew dropped around my armpits. You want me to just rub your nose into it and pull you in as the scent overwhelms you and washes through you like a storm blowing out all your thoughts and replacing them with musky, submissive mindlessness. Oh, you poor thing. You never stood a chance, did you? But you wanted to lose from the very start. Yeah, let that submission burn into you even more. Let yourself break apart in the storm and have all your thoughts emptied out because you deserve it, don't you? Even as I climb higher up onto this couch and you slide a little further as I push you down until I have you nuzzling between my thighs and your head squished right in there. Push you up against my crotch, against my panties. Let you smell my pussy. Don't worry. I'm sure it's not going to overwhelm you. I'm certain that the scent of it won't break what little is left of your mind. I know that you'll be okay. Or maybe it was the opposite of that. Oh yeah, based on the fact that your eyes have just glazed over completely and you're barely able to even manage keeping them open as you breathe in that pungent scent, even as I reach back and use my claws to gently stroke down your arms over my back. Mindless little thing. You want more, don't you? You want me to keep you buried in here as your mind melts away with each breath taking in my delicious, delicious fragrance? Gosh, that pill certainly has worked a number on you. You're practically panting, aren't you? Such a sweet little addict. My little musk slut. It's always so much fun to change you into something different with these little projects. Yeah, you're not really in there anymore. Just the scent, just the submission, just the need, the want, the burning desire. That's all that's left at this point, isn't it? I know, it's so hard, you poor thing. Let your mind break apart. Let it flood with my scent. Let yourself drift into that deliciousness and fall away from the world. Let my words guide you back into that blank in-between space. Let yourself drift and drift and drift. You don't need to be anywhere. You don't need to be anyone. You can just follow along with what I have to say. Isn't that right? Good. That's exactly what I was looking for, exactly what I wanted. And after all, it feels good to fall, to let all the world we've built up go back to being the dream that it was, to take the memories of it, and nothing more unless you desire to hang on to something for a bit. Back to the world of the waking bit by bit. Letting yourself be aware of your own body, your own place, your own time and space. One, drifting up. Two, more and more. Three, and four, and five, and six. Easy as can be. And 9, and 10. Wide awake, feeling wonderful, feeling refreshed. Thank you so very much for listening.